Further up the coast from San Diego in Venice is the famous Muscle Beach. Clark Gable hung out there. Mae West picked up men there. More recently, Arnold Schwarzenegger got his start there. And then there were the everyday beach bums and bodybuilders who came from all over the country to make new lives on the beach. Commentator Joan Torres lived nearby in the late 1950s. She has this remembrance of one of Muscle Beach's otter characters.
I think his real name was Richard Blattman. But few people were known by their real names on Muscle Beach back in the late 50s. What the guys called each other usually had something to do with some physical flaw, like Slats for a tall, skinny Irishman, or the White Rat for someone whose torso refused to tan evenly. Richard was one of the many short muscle guys who came to Santa Monica from an East Coast slum. I was surprised his beach nickname wasn't Flake, because his nose was always peeling. On Muscle Beach, though, he had another name, which referred to his ambitions in life, and they were relatively simple. He never wanted to work at anything resembling a job, and he wanted to be known to the world as the first Jewish bullfighter. On the beach, they called him El Diamante. He found a free place to live. It was an old Buick hearse, which didn't run. A few of the guys pushed it down to the Pacific Coast Highway near the Santa Monica Pier. Then they waited around until it was dark to make sure it was in the right position. El Diamante was a great reader, so he needed to get the street light on the highway shining directly in through his windshield. Then he could sit in his front seat and read at night. He also managed to shove a couple of mattresses into the rear of the hearse. One he slept on. The other he rented out for 50 cents a night. It became known as the Buick Hotel. Then one night the street light burned out. El Diamante wrote a series of angry letters to the city. "I demand that you get someone down here to fix my streetlight," he wrote. "I can't be expected to read in the dark." The city was curious. They sent out a delegation, and when they found him sleeping in his hearse, they hauled him away. The judge asked him why he didn't have a job, and he whined, "I'm mentally ill. I can't be expected to work." The court was very understanding. They awarded him a monthly stipend, and then the city removed the Buick Hotel. El Diamante found a tiny apartment over a carport, held up at one end by a pole. Happy in his tiny place, El Diamante reluctantly gave up the idea of bullfighting. One morning, while he was reading in bed, a garbage truck accidentally brushed into the support pole which held up his apartment. The bed slid through the wall and dumped El Diamante into the trash in the alley below, which wasn't the lowest situation he ever found himself in. But some stories are best left unspoken.
Commentator Joan Torres is a freelance writer in Pecos, New Mexico.